My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold. He represents the Lone Star State's 27th Congressional District and is also a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which is very closely looking into the Fast and Furious program, which went horribly wrong from the Justice Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Essentially, as we have reported many times here, this was a program that ended up with American guns getting into the hands of Mexican drug cartels, seemingly intentionally, with the supposed aim of then busting those cartels. It didn't happen. Dozens of murders have happened as a result of it with those guns, including the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. And there are some new wrinkles into the story now, including possible money given to the Mexican drug cartels by the Drug Enforcement Agency, as well as more documents being released by the Justice Department last week, including an admission they got some things wrong in earlier reports to Congress. So a lot to chew on here. And, Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Let's start with what we learned in the document released last Friday, with the Justice Department essentially walking back a couple of statements they made earlier. Number one, that they did not condone the sale of guns to so-called straw men, and that they claimed earlier that they had made every effort possible once that had happened to get those guns. What is the significance of them walking back those statements?
Well, it indicates that they either misled Congress in their earlier testimony or are so grossly incompetent at doing their jobs or didn't even think enough of the American people to prepare for their testimony before Congress. You know, it's the cover-up that gets you every time, and the smoking gun's always in the email.
How does this change the debate? How does it change your investigation?
I think it just confirms that we've got a real problem in the leadership over there, and it's time for the folks involved in this to come clean, name names, and, where appropriate, resign. And I think we've got some serious problems all the way up to Eric Holder. Clearly, we've got Lanny Brewer involved and some other high-level officials.
And you say name names. Which names do you want?
I want to know how high this goes. And quite frankly, I'd like for somebody to talk about the thought process whereby letting the guns walk into Mexico became a good idea. This is like Wile E. Coyote planning these things.
The other news that just come out recently, as I mentioned, is the story of the DEA being involved here.
And the DEA letting money walk to try to track how the cartels finance themselves. And we're not just talking a couple of hundred thousand here and there. We're talking levels of money that require high-level approval, which would be in excess of $10 million.
First of all, any confirmation of this? Secondly, any explanation as to why that could have possibly happened?
But we're investigating it. Chairman Issa sent a letter requesting more information on it, and we're looking to get those results. I just see this as another shipment from Mr. Coyote to the Acme Supply Company. This is like a cartoon. It is so foolish.
And if, in fact, this is true, how much more damaging is this in addition to what we've already seen?
Well, it indicates that it's across agencies. It's not just the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. We get the DEA involved. Really, I think, fuels the speculation that I'm hearing more and more of, that there is a conspiracy afoot to crank up the violence on the southern border for political reasons.
In terms of how this is playing in your district, sir, your district is in the southeast part of Texas, includes Padre Island, goes all the way to the Mexican border near Matamoros. Obviously, this is a major issue for your constituents especially, since it's right there on the border. How are they reacting to all this?
Well, I tell you, we've got a fair amount of that drug traffic moving back and forth along U.S. Highway 77 in South Texas. But I tell you where it's really hurting is in the Rio Grande Valley, where news of this violence associated with the drug trade is really scaring off the tourist industry and scaring off businesses looking to grow and expand in South Texas. So not only do we have a physical problem with the violence, there's a perceptual problem that it actually is a lot worse than it really is. If you are not involved in the drug trade in the border area, you are almost as safe as you are in any other part of the country. But that message is lost.
Sir, you mentioned that you want to know how far this goes. Who's the highest ranking, or who are the most highest ranking officials who have admitted that they were involved with this and I would assume regret it at this point?
We can argue about semantics, but I'm saying clearly Eric Holder is involved. He has admitted some level of involvement with the program, and you know, whether it stops with the Attorney General or moves further up actually into the White House remains to be seen.
Is your committee, I know he's expected to testify before the Judiciary Committee this week, is your committee also...
right now the Oversight and Government Reform Committee is working on the DEA angle. I've requested permission to attend the Judiciary Committee joint hearing that's coming up. They're looking for a chair. I may end up just sitting in the audience. It's something I want to hear, and I will be submitting questions for the record if I can find a committee member there who will submit them for me.
Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure.
Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthal represents his state's 27th congressional district in the southeastern portion of the state along the Gulf of Mexico and the Mexican border. He's also a member of the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.